Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you very much, Alan, for that the presentation. We are doing, and I presented it, I think, at our session last year, something very similar with GIS mapping for the railways through the International Transport Infrastructure Observatory, but also through the specific tool that we have to look at technical parameters across the AGC region. And on that, we have actually collected RIMF-style data through the Trans-European Railway Project for many of the Western Balkan countries that are in the TEAR project, as well as Turkey. So we're very happy to share that if that is of use and can be added as part of the infrastructure side, at least, of the analysis. We had similar problems that you have shown, including trying to download the German RINF data, which took like 4 or 5 hours because it's so big, the part of the German data. And also made it very difficult to do the same matching that you did because of the names of the intersection points. It's all available on our website, so it's all open to see. But one of the big problems we had, and I'm very interested to find out how you managed to address them. Well, there are two, really. When you have parallel lines, how does the traffic get counted? It's more of a passenger one, but it's also a freight issue. And also something that I saw on your presentation as well, that every 5 minutes RIMF is updated, so the second you actually finish the analysis is already out of date. So any thoughts you have on that would be very useful. Thank you.